It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you here today. The Blue Barn Theater. Oh, they've got a wonderful new offering. This sounds wonderful. And I'm sorry to be the spoiler alert person here, but there's going to be cake at this one as well. It's called Wakey Wakey. And I've got the director right here, Barry Carmen. Barry, thank you so much for coming in today. Well, tell us about this. This sounds like a wonderful celebration of life and everything that is living.
It is. It's a little hard to describe, but it's got cake, and it has
and you
know,
can't go wrong with cake.
No. I feel like if you have cake, then the rest is just icing on it, right? Hey, that was good.
That was not bad. You should make T-shirts on that.
I think we will. But there's cake, and there's good times, and great memories, and music, and video, and it is a celebration of sorts. It's a celebration of small things and relationships, and I don't know, the million miracles that happen to us every day.
So a multimedia presentation, if you will.
Of sorts, yes, absolutely. It is, yes. So there's live acting, there's some projection, there's a wonderful soundscape. We have an amazing design team, nearly of one, but there are others involved as well. One of our technical directors is actually doing projection, sound, and lighting design for this one. And it's a kind of phantasmagoric, surround experience-y. Oh, it's just impossible to describe. I won't ruin it for you.
Oh, fair enough. The playwright. This is the third work that he's done here. Can you talk about that collaboration a bit?
Absolutely. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a collaboration. We have met him. The Blue Barns met him. He was in town for our production of Tom Paine, based on Nothing. Wakey Wakey is kind of actually a bookend or a sequel to that in a lot of ways, but we've returned to his voice, I guess, quite often. Like, relative to the rest of the playwrights we do, maybe only Edward Albee has been done more at the Blue Barn. But it's a distinctive voice, and it's sometimes acerbic, but full of joy and hope for humanity in the face of this plotting mess that we consistently find ourselves in, regardless of the time or the, you know, political climate. But it's a singular voice, and one that has the ability to change lives. He creates experiences that transform people, and one of my fondest memories is actually seeing the first of Blue Barn's productions of one of his plays, Tom Paine, and I can say without a doubt that it destroyed and remade me, and it was it was like that for a lot of people. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Oh, that's very neat. That's very wonderful. And, you know, you really do hit the nail on the head. I mean, even now, right here at KIOS, we've, you know, the impeachment hearings, it's an important historical event, but my goodness, we're being bludgeoned over the head. So this is a really good opportunity, opening January 30th and running through February 23rd. And if anyone's looking for information, bluebarn.org would be the website to go to. But here's an opportunity to get away from the bludgeoning for a moment. And like you said, take a look at some of the things that do make life great. And it is the little things, isn't it, Barry?
It is. It's the little things. The little things are the big things. Sometimes the big things are kind of small after all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's another T-shirt that I think we're going to have made. I like how you think. you're very commercially viable. You know this.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been trained well.
With all these different components to this show, and I know you don't want to spoil anything, but can you talk to us a little bit about the rehearsal process? Because all of a sudden, you know, you're working with live actors, and then you have to integrate that with, oops, was that plugged in? Is that ready to go? Did that computer go into sleep mode? There's a lot of that going on. So
there are.
It makes a bit of the three-ring circus, doesn't it?
Well, you know, shockingly, we're going into tech this weekend, but with the way that we have it set up here at the Blue Barn, we have a really small team, and we're all kind of multitaskers, and it really makes for an easy process integrating tech elements into performance elements, because we're in the building all day together. So Bill Kirby, our designer, and Amy Reiner, our properties master, who's also our director of production, and Susan, our artistic director, is in and out all the time, and it's just a kind of synergy of ease. And I don't want to make it sound terribly difficult because it's actually quite a joy. It comes together, and it's rarely fraught and lovely.
So. You're having a good time doing this, aren't you?
I like saying words.
I meant the play, but this
Oh,
too.
The play, yes, also. The play, the interview's fun, but the play
Yeah, but the play better.
The play is glorious. It's really wonderful.
And there's seriously, there really is cake.
There is cake.
That's magnificent. Yeah. What an evening.
It
you
will
cannot
be.
Beat an evening where you're guaranteed cake. That is magnificent. It's Wakey Wakey. It's at the Blue Barn Theater, January 30th through February 23rd. BlueBarn.org is where one can acquire information about showtimes and tickets and the like. He's Barry Carmen. He directs this. We return to NPR programming right now.